Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is a Monk and Fun Day, the 11th day of April, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shivey. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute. If you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today, it's currently 27 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 31 degrees and there's fucking snow on the ground. But spring's here, and they're showing snow the next day, the next day, the next day. It's just been fucking wonderful. I mean, what can you say? Motherfuckers. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into. I just got this, and I read a little bit of it when she brought it up here, but I'm going to make it first. California looks to let illegals become police officers. Now, this is what you call a fucking takeover. This is a takeover of your body politic. They're taking over your fucking country. Plain and fucking simple, people. We'll be right back.
I took a course in hallelujah. I went to night school for deep blues. Well, I took some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, California looks to let illegals become police officers. Now, they've already taken over the body politic down there. They're goddamn serving on juries. They're fucking lawyers operating down there. They're fucking illegal. They're in this country how can you call it illegal? Because it's all corporate. See, this is the fucking conundrum we're in. And the corporations, they can do anything they fucking want because we're not fucking stopping them, because we're not enforcing the goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking country. From December 15, 1791, we are failing ourselves. This is from Town Hall. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A bill working its way through the California Senate looks to allow non-U.S. citizens, foreign nationals, potentially including illegal immigrants, to become law enforcement officers in the state. The law appears to be just the latest attempt by California Democrats not only to remove penalties for those who break the law by illegally entering the United States, but open up opportunities for those who may not have legal status in the United States. See, this is what we're talking about, the recall and I-fuckingization. You go down there, the foreigners have taken over fucking California and fucking, they're trying to take over Arizona, New Mexico, As the Mexico said they would take it all back, but they are not taking shit back. We're letting them take it. We're giving it to them. Your fucking grandfathers fucking died fucking to take that fucking land. They fucking fought, and I mean, arms blow it off, legs blow it off, the worst things you can possibly think. It's war. And we're at fucking war now. And they are doing this right in front of our fucking faces. Just like the ones that pouring across 6 million in fucking one goddamn, was it 1 week? How many are you going to let in here? SB 960 introduced by Senator Nancy Skinner, who represents the Senate District 9, encompassing Oakland, Berkeley, and Richmond on the state side of, or the east side of San Francisco, I'm sorry, San Francisco Bay, is straightforward in what it changes about current requirements regarding employment as a sworn officer of the law. These son of a bitches do not even know our law. They're sworn to do what the goddamn, unions tell them to do, because these are private goddamn fucking mercenaries. So now California's going to hire private mercenaries to do what the fucking Americans, I mean, that's why the cops are leaving from down there and quitting their jobs and shit. So, you bring them motherfuckers up here. The last time they fucked with us, we drove them clear down to Mexico City. We will burn that son of a bitch right to the fucking ground, or bomb it to fucking goddamn rubble back to the third world. That's okay. Nancy Skinner is a straightforward in what it changes about current requirements regarding employment and the swore of it as a sworn officer of the law. And it stands now, as it stands now, California law, quote, requires peace officers in the state to meet specific minimum standards, including among the requirements being at least 18 years of age, being a good moral character as determined through by a background investigation, and being either a citizen of the United States. I ain't a fucking citizen, and you fucking citizens ain't got nothing to say over us fucking nationals. You have no jurisdiction, and you fucking know it. You privateers, you work for the fucking queen, and we're going to send you back. We'll shove every one of you right back up her fucking fat little ass. Background investigation, and being a citizen of the United States, a permanent resident who is eligible for and has applied for citizenship. But Senator Skinner wants to change that to remove the provision that requires peace officers to either be a citizen of the United States or a permanent fucking resident who is eligible for and has applied for citizenship. So all these Afghanis that are, you know, these goddamn hardened fighters for 20 fucking years, they all got them a job down in California fucking killing fucking Americans. That's what this corporation wants to do. Kill fucking American nationals. The only people who have a fucking rightful fucking, that has a right to fucking be here. The only people who have rights in this goddamn country. I mean, it's the law. We've preached it 10,000 fucking times it goes farther every fucking time. I've talked to a lot of people in the last 4 or 5 days. I talked to people our age, and a lot of them don't understand it, but they're saying, we got to do something. We have to fight. We're going to have to fight. There ain't no other way. Well, what are you going to fight for? I ask them, well, for our constitutional rights. They have no goddamn clue, but they understand that a goddamn fight is, there's another fucking way. And they try to convince me. You Trump tards out there, because I've seen your fucking signs and hearing your fucking bullshit. Try to convince me that motherfucker represents you. And not the state of fucking Israel. Not the one world order. Not the goddamn international corporate mafia. Try to convince me of it. Get on here on this goddamn fucking radio station and do it. You know fucking better, and your treasonous ass is going to fucking hang for fucking aiding and abetting a fucking enemy invasion into our country with the purpose of fucking overthrowing our fucking form of government and replacing it with communism / fucking fascism / one world fucking order fucking dictatorship. But Senator Skinner wants to change that, to remove the provisions. SB 690 would also remove. I love the way people write. The requirement that California Highway Patrol officers be citizens of the United States. Or if not, they become U.S. citizens at the earliest possible time. Fuck, that could be 20 years from now, the earliest possible time, if you just cross the fucking border. Just, hey, did we tell you who was the Pope? We're bringing the little Pope's army over here to you? What begins in California ends up in fucking New York and then down the East Coast and all across the goddamn country. Senator Skinner, according to reports, has sought to clarify that her bill, quote, only allows those who are living here legally and have a legal ability to work here through a visa, a green card, to become peace officers. But neither the Legislative Council digest accompanying the bill on the California legislature's website, nor the proposed wording explicitly prohibits illegals. Of course it don't, because that's what the son of a bitch. They've been taking them down there to that fucking Indian reservation on goddamn New Mexico, training these motherfuckers, because they can't get us to come after one another. So they had to get out fucking sorry. And they're trained to hate your fucking ass down in Mexico from the time they're little kids. The bad old gringos. You hate them. Now, there are people of Mexican descent in this country who are goddamn American nationals and will fucking die killing these son of a bitches. I know a lot of them. And our people are fucking here, and they are here in force. And, I mean, when you get out and you mingle, you see that, I mean, now the goddamn freaks are the oddballs once again. People aren't walking around, but the people that even put the mask on and let the goddamn nose hang out. God damn it, throw the fucker in the floor. If every one of you threw it in the fucking garbage, you'd never got this far. You will try to avoid fucking conflict. I mean, goddamn, will you turn around and run? Will you turn around and run like a goddamn coward? Because you're about a fucking frog's hair away from fucking doing it. Biden bypasses Congress, issues new gun control dictate with complete disregard for Second Amendment. Fuck, shove your Second Amendment up your ass. The second article of the Supreme Spirit, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 says that you can't have no goddamn Second Amendment that you can fucking change. It's the fucking Bill of Rights is the First Amendment to that fucking Constitution, and it is absolutely unchangeable according to the 9th and 10th articles of that fucking body of law. And that's what it is, a body of law. It's not a bunch of goddamn fucking amendments. Amending, what were you amending? Yeah, if you're telling me that I have a right to speak after I fucking just fought a fucking war to get the fucking goddamn king out of here, who was fucking telling me I couldn't speak, and then you have to amend the Constitution to fucking, first you tell me I don't need no goddamn rights. I don't need no Bill of Rights. And then you talk about we got to amend the Constitution so you can have rights? No, sir, fucking re. That goddamn Bill of Rights was law before you ever attached it to that fraudulent fucking Constitution that never fucking was. And you have no jurisdictional authority over we the people. You had none then when it was still a fucking the illusion of a republic. And now that it's a fucking plain-ass fucking corporation, international corporate mafia, you still do not have authority over us. We have the authority. We have the fucking guns. And I'm telling you people right now, the fact that we're not down driving these fuckers, I know there's a plenty of people that, if it was agreed upon, go down there and fucking shoot the fucking kill and run these fuckers out of our country. But who'd be shooting back at you? Oh, that border patrol you're fucking paying. You're paying their fucking wages. You're paying their pensions. You're paying their medical. You're paying their fucking retirement. So that if you go down there and try to do what they're not, the job you hired them to do, they will shoot you. They're fucking goddamn foreigners. Look at them every time. They got a hard fucking accent. That's the last bunch that snuck in. I guess if they could be goddamn illegals, could be fucking cops in fucking San Francisco, they could be fucking right down there on the border and be border patrol too. Huh? They're telling you. We're even our admiralty bullshit that we put in place under the guise that we had the authority to do so through legislation, which guarding the borders, the Coast Guard, was fucking lawful. We can just change that at a whim. And we can take your fucking federal law that was fucking ratified, the highest supreme law of this land. We can just do as we goddamn well please. Well, you know what? So can we. There's no law. There's no rules. Okay. Gotcha. On Monday, let's see, this is from Free Thought Project, sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. On Monday, the White House announced a new crackdown on Americans' Second Amendment rights. They're not Second Amendment rights. That goddamn Constitution does not give us our rights. We had our rights. Already we secured them through ratification of through our representatives elected by us. Unlike that Constitution that was ratified by appointed delegates from the individual fucking states. Appointed. Just like this whole goddamn, you got a few fiduciary positions at the top and they think they can appoint any motherfucker they want. Foreign corporations, you name it. Now they're telling you, where are there going to be some new, the UN's making some new policies we got to follow. Shove them up your fucking ass. They violate that fucking supreme law of this land, you get fucking bullets. People, what do I got to do? What's got to be said? Is it just going to be just fucking the people? I don't know. It's frustrating and it's sickening to me. I mean, to think of, you know, our ancestors had a way harder life than we did. They were stronger than us, man. We're pussies compared to them. But man, it didn't take that fucking much for them to come marching down the hill and say, no, by God, you're not. We will blow your fucking heads. We'll kill every goddamn one of you. We will not stop fighting until you are destroyed. Every one of you and all of you that went along with them. Back then, see, that was one of the things they fucked up on. The people who did not fucking stand for the cause and back the cause with everything they fucking had should have been booted the fuck out of this country. I know there was 3% that did the actual fighting, but there were a lot, probably another fucking, you know, 10%, 20% behind that because there had to be, because the colonial army was fucking private. It was fucking owned by people like George Washington. Remember, they created a government out of thin fucking air. And then they probably, when you went and signed the rouster, you were signing onto an army that really didn't exist, except for that it belonged to a rich man. Why? Because you can't fucking create a goddamn government in the middle of an uprising. There was no vote. I get people that, who ran against George Washington for president? People? Anybody out there? No fucking buddy! He was appointed by the aristocracy that he was a part of. On Monday, the White House announced a new crackdown on America's Second Amendment. Fuck you. Entirely bypassing Congress. Fuck you. There is no Congress. There's goddamn communist fucking committees that are running this goddamn country right fucking now. In gross violation of the highest law in this fucking land and the fucking jurisdictional authority of we the people. And we're letting them do it. And ruling by executive decree instead. Oh, I think we'll just put the fucking rule by executive decree. We're a corporation. We can do as we goddamn well please. No, you fucking can't. You can't have an executive decree that violates the fucking law, the highest law in this land and the jurisdiction of the fucking people who fucking put that law in fucking place and have the guns to back it. By executive, I mean, they got the goddamn balls to say it. We're going to be doing things by executive decree. Now, I mean, that kind of, you know, that when I talk about it all the time about you and the Federalist Papers, you don't need no Bill of Rights. There's nothing in here that can fucking, we can use to fucking violate your rights. Yeah, there is. There was the Commerce Clause and there was the General Welfare Clause, and you used them to the point to now you don't even care about them. We're going to make executive decrees. Isn't that what a fucking king does? Makes an executive decree, and not what a dictator does? How stupid do they think? Well, never mind. The new rule attacks individuals who build their own firearms at home, which is none of their goddamn business. The fucking second article says a well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Fucking period! It's infringed on. Every one of them is infringed on. Our laws infringed on. Our goddamn freedoms. Our rights. You can't charge somebody. Look up what a right is. You can't be charged to exercise a right. You don't have to have a permission to exercise a right. But you look at it every fucking day. You look at the violations and you just sit there and do fucking nothing. You'll stand around and watch a fucking woman be, an old woman be beat down. Make sure you get good fucking photos of it though. Them fucking cameras are just like when on Animal Farm, when they pigs brought the television out to the fucking barn, huh? And then all the sheep sat there, as they were fucking taking over the fucking place and ransacking it. Destroying it. In response to Biden's new dictate, Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky lambasted the president. He ain't no fucking president. Quit calling him that. He's calling, if you do, call him the president of a fucking unlawful corporation, because by God, that's what he is. By definition of the fucking English language and the law. Decision by, to bypass, I ain't gonna mess with that Congress thing. I mean, this is how long the fucking Constitution's been gone, people. Imagine them in the first fucking couple of generations after the fucking so-called Revolutionary War was actually a people's uprising for their fucking rights and their rights to own and fucking own property and fucking own them fucking selves and to have the goddamn rights, natural fucking rights. In response to Biden's new dictate, and that's what they're calling. I mean, hey, they're telling you right now, we're dictating to you, bitch. What you gonna do about it? Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky, he lambasted him. Oh, that lambasted, he lambasted him. Decision to bypass Congress. He can't make that fucking decision. If this was the fucking Republic, which it ain't, it's a goddamn, communist, fascist corporation without any goddamn law whatsoever. It's the laws, whatever they decided is at the fucking minute, which means this place is lawless, which I'm telling you again. Okay, there's no fucking law. Got it. The Constitution does not authorize the federal government to prevent you from making your own firearms. It sure as hell does not. In fact, it forbids it. This is a fact that has been recognized for 200 plus years. It sure as hell has, but not as the First Amendment. Also, Article 1, Section 1, literally the first operative sentence in the Constitution says, Congress makes law, not the POTUS. Well, I guess we're not operating under any thought of that Constitution that never was ratified by the people, never given consent to operate by we the people. I mean, what's it going to take to wake people up? I mean, what's it going to take to get your gander up to where you pull a fucking trigger, I guess is the question. According to the new dictate, I love it. They're talking. We can talk about dictates now, people. We can talk about the dictator dictating to us. This fucking corporate monarchy dictating to us. According to the new dictate, this final rule bans the business of manufacturing the most accessible ghost guns, such as an unserialized buy, build, shoot kits. Individuals can buy online or at a store without a background check and can readily assemble into a working firearm in as little as 30 minutes with the equipment, they have at home. Yeah, it's quite fucking easy, actually. And there's been a ton of them fucking made. You want to fucking raise the price? You want to fucking, do background checks with fucking goddamn samples from my asshole? I'll fucking build the gun myself. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, American goddamn ingenuity fucking kicking into gear. I mean, if you fucking hand us some parts, man, we'll make you a fucking gun. We'll make it in 30 minutes. And it can be fucking done. And it's not that fucking hard at all. Make them while you can, fast as you fucking can. Even if they tell you not to make them, print the goddamn 80, print the receivers, fucking print them 100%. You got nothing to lose at this point in the ball game. If they're fucking worrying about a gun being legal or illegal is pretty fucking irrelevant at this point. When you've completely lost all thought of law, any law, when you got a dictator, there is no fucking law. So there is no goddamn reason for, I mean, I don't, if you can read the serial number on my gun when they planted, in a museum somewhere where I shot so many of you motherfuckers that goddamn I made a name for myself for doing it. You can have it up in there. And then you can read the serial number. Once a war starts, does the serial numbers on the guns being used to fight a war mean a goddamn thing? You get close to that gun, it's going to shoot you. It don't matter what fucking numbers are on it. And you can know that that gun's already shot 30 fucking people. And it don't fucking matter because you're going for 31. But you got goddamn, playing this game from both sides of the fucking fence is not going to cut it. You goddamn Trump tards, you are the motherfuckers causing this shit. You and you Judeo-Christians, you son of a bitches are leaving this goddamn country. Get used to, I know you fly your Trump flag. I see you fuckers. I see you try to act like you're fucking bold. I'll knock your fucking boldness right down your goddamn throat. You're nothing but a bunch of ignorant, stupid. The fucking guy, they always talk about hillbillies and shit. Oh, yeah, the demo here, but hillbillies, you are the stupid fuckers. You live in the goddamn cities. You live in the goddamn burbs. You don't know up from down. You've never read the fucking Bill of Rights. You do not understand who you are, what you are, what you're a part of. Oh, if they can, we get Trump back in there, he'll grow the government some more and fucking give the Jews. Well, he already gave them a $38 billion tax against us for every fucking year. You betcha. Let me see what we got going here. 30 minutes. Buy to build kits that individuals, you can do it in 30 minutes with equipment they have at home. You sure as hell can. The rule also dictates that gun stores can no longer destroy their records after 20 years. That was one of the guarantees to let them do it, because that was a fucking infringement, and everybody knew it. Everybody said at the same fucking time when they fucking first suggested this, they're wanting to make goddamn fucking gun registry. That's what this is about. We don't register our guns. Why? Because we don't have to. We don't have to have you knowing what we fucking have. It's none of your fucking business, corporation. And I'm telling you people right now, across the goddamn planet, every corporation needs to be fucking destroyed 110 fucking percent, all their assets taken and redistributed to the fucking people they stole them from, because all of it's stolen fucking money. Well, wealth, I won't call it money, but the wealth is there. The gold and silver is some fucking where, and we find out where it's at, they're going to deliver it up or they're going to eat an ICBM. If we fucking step up and just be fucking men. God damn it, don't you want to be a man? Okay, 20 years. These stores must turn over lists to the ATF, a non-governmental agency chartered in goddamn Costa fucking Rica, working under contract for the federal fucking corporation, for the United States Corpa fucking Ration, not to be confused with any kind of fucking idea of a republic that existed in the past. Is this what you fucking Trump tards are wanting to bring back? This goddamn what the hell did they call it here? Non-governmental agencies. See, that when the non-governmental agencies are running the fucking place, these are businesses. That's fascism. You understand? If there was going to be any kind of government service that was being done, which we don't need government service. All we need is, if the wealth of this country, that's where they fucked up. They should have put another fucking, added more to the goddamn Bill of Rights, saying the wealth of this fucking country goes through the people's hands, every dollar of it. Any fucking thing made from natural resources or fucking even tariffs, it goes through the fucking people's hands first. Because the whole idea of Congress, remember when they talked about it in the Federalist Papers, was to have control of the purse strings. That way Congress would always be power. You know, the representatives of the people who are not representatives of the people because they're working for a fucking corporation, and the people are considered under the 14th Amendment to be property of that corporation. So they're actually ruling over the people. They're the ruling class, and you're the ruled stupid-ass son of a bitch with a gun that'll be ruled. Second, the final rule requires federally licensed firearm dealers to retain key records until they shut down their business or licensed activity. At that time, these dealers must transfer the records to the... They'll never be used to make a goddamn gun registry. Never, ever. As long as the sun... as the fucking water flows and the wind blows and there's stars up in the sky. Never will they be used to make goddamn fucking records for the fucking government to have lists. What the hell do they call them? To have goddamn lists of who bought what. Because it's none of their goddamn business. Our autonomy under the Bill of Rights, under that body of law, is none. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. It is none of their goddamn business. If the fiduciary was fucking working, if the fiduciary was still working, if the Constitution hadn't been removed through a fucking bankruptcy, well, it's been fucking changed twice. They couldn't do it. If the ninth article had been upheld, they could not do this, people. I mean, I'm just going to go around. I'm going to do an in round. Watch this in round around Congress. It looks like fucking the old guy on Carol Burnett crawling around with his fucking diaper full. But he's not the fucking brains of the operation. Anybody that thinks he is a fucking fool. He's just another fucking old degenerate that likes to touch little kids and probably do worse than that. Anyway, we'll be right back. Maybe. Turning that off.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face and lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. Take a good look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Way down North Carolina lives a legend of a man I know. It works at 5.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Hogjaw with North Carolina Man Way, North Carolina Way. Back when people, fuck, man. God damn it. I know that we're out there. It's just when you, that's what that multiculturalism bullshit was, is to get somebody's, a mix of fucking people in there, mix with fucking rats, mix with fucking dog shit. We should have attacked this 30 fucking years ago when we were fucking solidly, we had a solid culture, and the color of other people's skin, everybody's skin didn't fucking matter to us. We were past that. By the way, where in the hell are the goddamn defund the fucking cops? Oh, I guess if they can be from another goddamn country here illegally, and a fucking illegal fucking coming and fucking shooting goddamn American nationals. This is what they have. That's what they want for this whole fucking country, people. And you're allowing them to bring more and more and more forces. You're going to keep it up until they out fucking number your ass and kick it, because they'll do it, and you won't. This is a Biden bypass Congress issue on new gun control dictate with complete disregard for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment doesn't exist is why they, see, they're going by the goddamn corporate constitution, and that fucking Second Amendment ain't a part of the Uniform Commercial Code. Got it? And their corporation. The Uniform Commercial Code cannot operate fucking, above the fucking highest law in this goddamn land, which is that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the jurisdictional authority of we the fucking people. As individual, free sovereign nationals. Second, the final rule requires federally licensed firearm dealers to retain key records until they shut down their business or licensed activity. At this time, these dealers must transfer the records to ATF just as they are currently required to do at the end of licensed activity. Previously, these dealers were permitted to permission. You, first place, you ain't even got the right to say, government doesn't have a right. I don't have to ask your fucking permission. You got it? I want to build a fucking cannon. I don't got to ask your fucking permission. I build the son of a bitch. I'm a free man. I'm a free individual sovereign national. I'm not one of your 14th Amendment fucking subject citizens, a dead fucking corporation that you can do with what you please. Dealers were permitted to destroy most records after 20 years, making it harder for law enforcement to trace firearms. See, we're still playing this game of law enforcement. They're building fucking armies. The clothes don't make no difference. What they're calling cops, what they're calling police, look at them when they come out to fucking play ball. That looks like fucking soldiers to me, don't they, to you? And they have the UN fucking soldiers already in this goddamn country, and still here we sit on our ass. It is unclear how this administration will treat the millions of gun owners who currently have these custom firearms in their homes. It is indeed likely that this dictate could turn millions of gun owners into felons overnight, as there is no way to prove when a custom-built was purchased, which means their previously legal guns could now be deemed illegal. So fucking what? Are you going to hand your guns over to these motherfucking communists and fascists? Are you going to hand them over to the motherfuckers who want you dead? Are you going to disarm yourself in the middle of a fucking war? DOJ classifying gun parts as firearms in effort to ban ghost guns. No, I mean, the Department of Justice, you mean that fucking, the first act of Congress creating the Department of Justice and then not going through the ratification process and then still enacting it until December 15, 1791 when it become unlawful under the Ninth Article. Still fucking doing it today. It's just like we talked about the book that, the making of the Bill of Rights. In the first colonial fucking congresses, when they bought the colonial congresses, they was coming up there. They wanted their plebes there. They were calling you subjects. They were calling the people who had already been fighting for a year and a half for their goddamn rights, putting their goddamn rights above their lives, dying, and shooting the fucking British out of fucking Boston, tearing the fucking shit up. Oh, they were still your goddamn subjects, were they? George E. Washington, all these fuckers you were taught to worship as you were a kid. You were fucking dumbed down, and you need to be smartened up. And goddamn, if this shit, I mean, what the hell does it take to smarten people up is the question. I love you first started talking about the muddy elephant in the fucking living room. Fuck that. This is 20 fucking muddy elephants sitting on you with your head shoved up one of their asses. Well, I mean, just one more thing. I mean, there's some lines you can't, yeah, what lines can't they cross? They're calling themselves dictators now, dickweeds. This is from Breitbart. The White House released a fact sheet early Monday indicating that the fucking goddamn POTUS, I mean, this goddamn fucking, corporate monarch, Joe Biden, who's just a figurehead for the communist fucking committees that are running this goddamn country right now, in direct violation of the highest law in this land, in direct violation of the jurisdictional authority of we the people. Biden intends to announce that his Department of Justice, which does not exist, Ninth Article got rid of it, is prepared to label gun parts as firearms in an effort to ban so-called ghost guns. You ain't gonna do it. How'd your fucking drug war work out for you, by the way? You spent billions. This is just all bullshit. They did it in Connecticut. They told him you gotta turn in all your, assault rifles. You gotta turn in all your goddamn high capacity clips. How many have you got? How many bump stops have you got? You don't want to talk about it. See, this is just killing. This is just fucking buying time, people, for them to build their armies. And that, you see it happening right in California right now. We're going to make illegals. They're not cops. They're not police officers. They're not cops. They are goddamn private fucking mercenaries. Plain and simple. The son of a bitch will come up and ask you a question in a language you can't even understand and shoot you because you can't answer it in the United States of fucking America. Bans will call it. Democrats use the phrase ghost guns to describe firearms that Americans can build themselves. Not that we can. I mean, it's like, it's all right. No, we do it. You ain't none of your fucking business. You stay the fuck away from us or we'll use them on you. Fuck, maybe. Americans can build themselves. The firearms are often built from an 80% receiver in the case of a rifle or 80% frame in the case of a pistol. Building such guns has long been an American hobby. Well, it's not a hobby any fucking more. In the case of a pistol, building such guns has long been an American hobby. The new rule from Biden's, so you got the goddamn dictators, Department of Justice. Does that sound like a little bit like a Star Chamber fucking court to you? The monarch's fucking Department of Justice? With the fucking hired judges appointed by them with fucking pensions out of hell, fucking salaries out of hell, every goddamn penny out of hell, and also their high degree Masons. So they can stick together. They can go in the back room, him and the fucking, your defense attorney in the fucking administrative admiralty, and the goddamn, prosecutor, who is a goddamn member of the fucking, British accredited registry, and the goddamn member of the fucking Masons, and the Mason fucking judge can go back there and fucking laugh and talk and say, yeah, this is how we do. We're gonna get a lot of money from this bastard. You let them take one fucking gun. You let them take your gun, you're fucking coward. Period. DOJ refer to the 80% parts kits as buy-build-shoot kits and label the kits themselves as firearms. Bullshit. And you don't label what we do anyway. You got no fucking say in it. You're not supposed to be talking about it. To talk about it is sedition. To talk about changing it is treason. To actually fucking disobey it is fucking treason and sedition. That gets you put up against a fucking wall and a bullet put through your fucking head, or it gets a rope put around your neck and you get hung. That's the law. That's not him, Henry made up. Everybody in the world would fucking tear it apart if it was, wouldn't they? But it isn't. It's the goddamn facts and they know it. And that's why you won't see it on their fucking stupid box. You won't hear them talk about the fucking Bill of Rights. Because it is the highest law in this land and they are in direct fucking absolute 110% violation thereof. On May 7, 2021, Breitbart News noted that Biden's DOJ, the fucking king's fucking DOJ, was pushing new rules. Oh, rules. Oh, we got rules. Fuck laws. We don't live under rules, son of a bitch. We live under the law. And who decides the law is the goddamn common law jury in the common law courts by the elected, with an elected judge, an elected goddamn sheriff, and an elected coroner, and then the sheriff can deputize whatever people he needs to fucking back his play to exercise the orders that are given by that fucking court, and the only way the order can get by that court is for an individual to use their fucking private mind, nobody else's jurisdiction, to move that fucking court to that decision through a fucking common law jury. Once that common law jury says yes, it's fucking yes. To require a background check. We can see, you're paying to, just as much here. What do you need to, I won't buy that. No, there's people out there that don't understand. They understand perfectly. You people that go around and, well, I just don't get, you're fucking cowards. I'll spit right in your fucking cowardly face. To pretend you don't know the difference between a fucking right and a goddamn fucking privilege. See, when they tried to do it with the driver's license, they should have been shot. Every goddamn one of them should have been shot. Driving ain't a goddamn privilege. It's a goddamn right. To go up and down the fucking roads that we built with our fucking money is a fucking right. And you have no right to monitor us going up and down those goddamn roads either. You had the state police was the governor's private fucking guard when they let it be, but it should have never been let be. Because it created a policing force that was under the control of the government. And that's one goddamn thing the founders of this country, the people who fought and died for it, not the fucking cocksuckers that fucking got all the credit. That's one goddamn thing they would not stand for. background check. Pay to exercise your right. The gun parts kit necessary to build a firearm at home, and also to require the federal firearm license holders, FFLs, add a serial number to any previously built or 3D printed guns that they take into the inventory. Well, fuck it. I'll tell you what, man. Those 3D printers are awesome. I've seen them work. And then fuck you. If we got to build the barrel drills and build our own fucking barrels, I guess that's what we'll have to fucking do. You didn't think we'd go this far with it. You keep getting shown that, yes, we will. We are an industrious people. The fact that our shelves are fucking empty show that that's what you're trying to fucking prevent. But you're not going to prevent it. We will build from goddamn, we will dig the resources out of the fucking ground, smelt them, fucking make the iron or the steel or the goddamn, stainless steel or whatever we want to make shit out of. We will fucking smelt it ourselves. We'll pour it into the fucking molds. We will use the lathes, and we will use the goddamn mills on it. And then we will drill the fucking barrels, and we will fucking build the fucking receivers out of fucking steel. And you can suck our fucking ass. You want that fucking gun? Come get it. We got it for you. It's loaded. Son of a bitch has got a fucking 87 round drum on it. Waiting for you. But DOJ was pushing new rules. Fuck you. DOJ, a non-governmental agency, you're going to have, their rules violate your law and violate your authority and violate your rights. But they got some new rules here you're going to obey. No, I'm fucking not. I will not. To require background checks to acquire the gun parts kits if necessary to build a firearm at home. Also to require federal firearm licenses to fucking 3D stamp the bastards. Attorney General Merrick Garland commented on the proposed changes, saying, "We are committed to taking common sense." No, I don't want to fucking fuck you, punk bitch. You have nothing to say about it. You are a fucking, you are criminal. You need to be arrested, you need to be tried, and you need to be put up against the wall with a firing squad. Because you have committed high treason and sedition against the people and our fucking jurisdictional authority across this goddamn country and our goddamn written ratified law of December 15, 1791. You have committed high treason. Your ass goes against the wall. So don't tell me what you got to say, you son of a bitch. We are committed to taking common sense steps. So are we. And it's about time we start taking some common sense steps out there, people. I know there's a lot of you out there. This is a big fucking country, 390 million square miles. I know that you're out there breaking and taking and fucking doing big things. You're stealing steaks lately, I hear. I know you're doing it. I know that there are individuals out there doing it, but there just ain't a fucking enough. We got to rock their fucking world. And then they'll make sure that they'll tell you we're at war. We'll tell you we are at war, but man, we just can't seem to get the goddamn guns shooting at each other now, can we? So we can get these fuckers out of here before they outnumber us. Unbelievable. We'll go down as the stupidest fucking people to ever exist in the entire of the human race. To address the epidemic of gun violence, which we created by pumping millions of people from the most fucking, deadly fucking places on this goddamn planet, like Guatemala was the number one fucking goddamn murder capital of the world. And we're pumping MS-13 gang members in here? Wonder where this gun fucking epidemic's coming from. You throw everybody's ass out of here that doesn't belong here, and you give it about 2 weeks with everybody fucking armed, and we'll be the most peaceful society to ever exist on this fucking planet. And you know it. They have no interest. Their interest in us is seeing us fucking dead, people. And you know it. They're giving you shots to kill you. They're pumping shit out of airplanes to fucking kill you. They're putting shit in your food to fucking kill you. They want to kill you. What are you doing? Oh, kick back and eat this fucking whatever in the fuck it is that came out of that fucking plastic over there and watch the ball game and drink some Miller Lite beer. Let me see, where were we here? address the epidemic of gun violence that you created. Problem, action, solution. They tried it, remember, about 4 or 5 years back, and they went and checked the fucking records, and actually it had dropped by 15%. And we said, well, they'll just pump them in. We said it. You can go look it up. We said exactly what they were going to do. They pumped the third world fucking murdering fucking savages into this goddamn country, and now you're getting third world savage fucking gun violence epidemic, aren't you? But you don't want to go out. They won't go after them. You know this cartel operating on our side of the fucking border? On our side of the fucking border. They won't go after those son of a bitches, so it must be their side of the fucking border, right? They're taking this fucking country piecemeal. They have, what they've done is they've fucking they've broken it all up into sections. They've compartmentalized it. That's the word I'm looking for. Compartmentalized it. And so that they can fucking attack you from fucking 50 fucking directions. The thing is, you at some point, you got to shut one direction down. I mean, shut it down hard and make it hurt and make it be one that they fucking can't fucking, they can't lie about it because it's fucking so crushed. And then you got to go to the next one because they're not coming at you as a force. You got that. You got goddamn different countries running different fucking states in this goddamn union, what was supposed to be a union. Different countries running different states. And now you got the goddamn robber baron oligarchs coming to make their own goddamn little fucking, you know, like their own communities. I mean, you're talking about miles, square miles, towns that they own. And this is a communist town here. When you come here, you're not inside the boundaries of this United States of America, you son of a bitches. It is our failure, people. We are failing our fucking children. We are failing our fucking goddamn progeny. We are failing ourselves. And it is a goddamnable shame. History will look at us and fucking just shake their... Well, I don't know what history... we can't tell what's going to happen in the future. We know they aim to kill down to under 500 million. Well, I don't know. Right now, there's the younger generations, they don't even have a clue what fucking freedom, real freedom is. They think real freedom is being able to sit there on the couch and not do anything and play a fucking video game. They can't get people in the goddamn service because their fucking bone structures and shit aren't up to snuff because they've sit so fucking long playing fucking games. Remember when you were a kid, out the fucking door, you came in one door and you went out the other when you got home from school. Or if it was summertime, you fucking, as soon as the goddamn sun rose up, I mean, you were gone. You were fucking running through the brush, jumping through the brush. Fucking shooting BB guns, shooting 22s, hiking up fucking hills that you, these kids today couldn't climb fucking 10 feet up. They've just made us weaker and weaker and weaker, but god damn it. Us old fuckers are, we're gonna have to do this, guys. We're gonna have to get it going. These young guys don't know, understand what the fuck's already gone. And god damn it, we really don't understand what's already gone because they had taken a lot of it before we were born. We were born into fucking communism, didn't even fucking know it. Went to their indoctrination centers and learned to stand up and put our hand over our heart and salute the United States fucking American Corporation. Because that's what you were saluting. And I don't want to hear no more of that shit about that flag or that fucking salute because it's all fucking Mason. Until these fuckers are wiped out, we're not shit. And our goddamn flag should not be fucking made by a fucking goddamn foreign fucking corporation, which it was. They were the fucking rich elite. There wasn't no poor man that made that fucking flag. There were all kinds of fucking flags for the different militias and for the different fucking places. But boy, in the end, the goddamn corporate motherfuckers who the king surrendered his charter to, they had to bet. Betsy Ross sewed this fucking flag. It don't mean nothing but 50 states and, or back then probably 13 states and 13, whatever it was, regular colony. I can't remember what they are. It matters not. It was not made by us. It was not consented to by us. And we've been fucking given allegiance to a fucking foreign corporation since we were little fucking kids, not even knowing. Having little kids take oaths like that, like a first or second grader, not understanding what they're taking an oath to, is fucking bullshit. They're trying to, I think it might be in California. I can't remember what state it was. I know it was the federal government. Lord, me and Laura were talking about it before I come upstairs. Talking about making it so you can marry at any age. I guess that's so that when this fucking, the man boy love fucking thing, the fucking 50-year-old man, 60-year-old man wants to marry a 10-year-old, 11-year-old boy, or maybe a fucking baby, who knows. Oh, that, well, that's perfectly acceptable in this society. This is the United States. This is freedom, people. No, it's fucking debauchery. This is how low we have sunk. And we have sunk that low because we have allowed it. There is no other fucking explanation. You can't give me one. I challenge you. Give me the fucking explanation. Largest army to ever exist on the planet. They fucking infiltrated our culture for goddamn sure. But we still know who one another are. And we still know what that fucking Bill of Rights reads, because I don't know, maybe these younger people can't read it at a fucking third grade level, but a lot of the people I talked to were younger and they're the same way. They're fucking so angry, but they don't know why. They don't know fucking why, because they've been taught nothing. They ain't even been taught to, in the state of Oregon, you can graduate high school without knowing how to read, without knowing how to do arithmetic, without knowing any science. You can, in fact, there's no way you can't. Fucking, there's nothing that can stop you from graduating. So what in the hell are we fucking paying for schools for? Well, I mean, fuck that anyway. Why aren't we teaching our own fucking children? Anyway, that's enough rambling for me. I would just say think about it, because it's going to take individual fucking action to make this happen. And we better get with it, guys. I ain't kidding you. They're pumping them in here. How big an army do you want to fucking fight? How many of our people do you want to see die? How many of your own children do you want to see die? Because there's going to be no stopping it. You can say, well, I'll just hide and I'll be a part of it. They're going to kill you anyway. They aim to kill you any fucking way. I bet there's close to 8 billion people, to tell the truth. How in the fuck do they really count on this goddamn planet? You think that you're going to make that 500 million mark? You? I mean, goddamn, the top 15%, I doubt many of them will make it. But you sure as hell want, and if you won't, they want you dead. Understand, they want you and your progeny. They want to see your little grandchildren dead. They want to make sure you have no great-grandchildren. They want to stop your fucking bloodline. That is their intent. And unless we fucking snuff out their fucking bloodline, when goddamn we outnumber them, on a world basis, it ain't even fucking, there ain't even a con, I mean, Jesus Christ almighty. What, 1,000,000 to 1? We can't get rid of these cocksuckers when we outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1? Now the Chinese and fucking Korea, they would fucking charge thousands and thousands of them, charge with one guy with a gun and two guys falling with the clips, just like you saw there on the Enemy of the Gates. And mow them down and finally just run them out of bullets with fucking bodies. They cannot fucking defeat us. If we all went for it, it could connect at one time. That would be the fucking magic trick. If we could all connect at one time and just do it now. And just go out and just fucking just dust them. They would be dusted. No two ways about it. If the people of the world could just get to be of one mind just for one fucking day. We're not going to be your goddamn slaves. We know who you are. You aren't even you're one grain of sand on a fucking 50 mile beach. And we're getting rid of your ass today. It would be done in a day. It's just how in the hell, I mean, how much of this crap are we going to listen to? Threat. And remember, as they're threatening us, they're bringing more armies over here behind our lines and building them as they're threatening us. As they're making these dictates that their private fucking goddamn army of the fucking queen are intend to fucking enforce. We're back to 1775 and beyond. They never put up with this kind of shit. Was their life less important than fucking yours? Is your life so important that you'd live it as a goddamn slave on your knees, kowtowing to a Chinaman? Never to own land. Never even own the clothes on your fucking body. Never to own your fucking family. Walk in and fucking rape your fucking child right in front of you. Nothing you can do about it, buddy. Food for thought. That is the word from the trenches.